nature of Vrindavan. How Krishna and Balram, with covered voice, with cows, they are so happy in Vrindavan. A simple life, and not only simple life, but also the loving existence. Yes, we are human beings. We can see among the categories of animals, birds, they want to exchange their love. Therefore, groups are there. Actually, Krishna created for that purpose. One particular group of entities, like human, like birds, among the birds, you see, they have different groups, natures. They are exchanging each other. They don't have any problems. Sometimes they are quarreling each other, but they are exchanging their loves. But we are human. And we are related with some relationship. And this relationship is based according to Vedic civilization. Okay, if you have to marry, then he will become your husband. And someone is son, someone is father, someone is uncle. Through Vedic, we can say, so through Vedic culture, we are related with each other. So our love, to exchange our love, but that is not happening. Lust is so prominent. Self-desire, yes. Own desire, self-desire, so prominent. We can't exchange our feelings, our loves. Everyone has some things. Therefore, he's surviving. When you don't have anything in your heart, you have no love, no affection, you cannot survive. Even a thief, a rock, a dacoit, a gundas, you don't think they don't have love? Yeah. They may be furious for others, but for their own son, own wife, they're different. They have love. And we have to exchange with each other. Try to understand someone's mind, someone's heart, someone's nature, and exchange something. So that you can stay peacefully and this person can also stay peacefully. This is human etiquette. Human etiquette. Unless you exchange your affection with someone, he will suffer, you will also suffer. Because what I want from you, I want something. Let you exchange something with me. If I want these things, then you also want something from me. But this is a problem now in human society. They want something. They want affection from other, but they don't want to share. Yes. They don't want to share their affection there. But Vrindavan is different. In Vrindavan, cows, birds, bees, even trees, covered boys, everyone wants to exchange their love with each other and simultaneously they want to exchange their love with Krishna. Yes, if Krishna is in center and if you have some affection and love for Krishna, then you can love others. If you don't have love for Krishna, you can't. You can't develop or you can't exchange your affection with others. This is maybe artificial. Yes, but Vrindavan is different. Like we are here. The flowers beautiful decorated the forest of Vrindavan and the many varieties of animals, birds filled it with sounds. The peacocks and the bees sang and the cuckoos and the cranes cooked. Yes. Nature is, she is manifesting beauty. Her beauty. And you can say in excellent form for the pleasure of Krishna. Yes. And nature is showing her beauty, manifesting her beauty, and sometimes all the birds, cowed voice, they are exchanging love with each other, and sometimes they want to exchange their loves with Krishna. And we are suffering in this life. You know, why we are suffering? We are creating an artificial, yes, in your mind we are creating an artificial relationship with someone just for lust. Artificial relation for lust, to fulfill our desire. Therefore, we are suffering in this world. But when we come to Krishna consciousness, we must have a natural affection for Guru and Krishna, for Vaishnavas. Yes. Today I was reading Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur giving one comment. Oh, so nice comment. See, unless you develop love and affection for Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas, your so-called chanting is nothing else, only affects. Isn't like that? If you don't have affection towards Guru, towards Vaishnavas, and towards Hari Krishna, if you don't have some strong attachment, strong affection, your so-called chanting, he's saying like that. You may chant like 64 rounds or more than 108 rounds, nothing else, only offense. Saying like that. Yes, this is the beginning training of Krishna consciousness. This is a beginning training. Develop some affection. Unless you develop our affection towards Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas, in future it would be like struggling life. Yeah. Before we are struggling with material life and we are tired. We are tired, sick and tired. Like this term is there. Sick and tired with material life. Now spiritual life, after 20 years you can say, I am sick and tired with spiritual life. Why this is happening? Because we are not developing love and affection for Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas. And without that, our bhajan is nothing else, only offensive. A natural attachment is not coming towards Guru, towards Vaishnavas, towards proper acharyas, towards Krishna. Yeah. And after a few years, you will be sick and tired. Something looks like dry. You are staying nearby the Ganga. That is a saying. You are staying nearby the Ganga and drinking a well. What is necessary? You are staying nearby the Ganga. Not necessary to drink a well and bring out water from the well. Ganga is there. You understand? Like useless effort. Only leverage effort. Listen, we have such a nice opportunity. Yes, deity is there. Acharya's deity is. Guru is there. Bhagavatam is there. Vaishnavas are there. Develop affection for them. Then, automatically, or we can say naturally, you can lead your spiritual life. Naturally. Otherwise, we are leading our spiritual life with struggling. And lastly, we feel sick and tired. That is not our life. Vrindavan is different, you see. Verse 8. Tridishyamanastat Krishna Bhagavan Balasanyutam Beno Birayanam Gope Godhane Samruta Visad. Intending to engage in pastimes, Lord Krishna and Supreme Personality of God, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, accompanied by Lord Balaram, and surrounded by the coward boys and the cows, they entered to the forest of Vrindavan as he played his flute. Yes. We can say this is here, Vrindavan University. Oxford University is there. Ali California, there is a big university. Many places. In UK, there is also big universities. In India, Cambridge. But Vrindavan, Krishna opened one university. What is that? Yes, this course of study is only of love. And not human. Anyone can admit in that university. It's not only human. Yes, birds, everyone, trees, cowboys, everyone. Then why? Only their course of study is love. How to love Krishna? Yes, they are decorating Krishna, preparing foodstuff for Krishna, preparing bed for Krishna, dress for Krishna, bathing water, they are bringing bathing water for Krishna. Then Krishna, 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 bas. Like Mahaprabhu said, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Why so many times Krishna, 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 Krishna? You understand? Like air is going and coming. How can you say? Inhaling, we are inhaling. So, how you are inhaling? You are trying? Natural. It's nature. Natural. Even if you don't, you are sleeping. You are inhaling. And love is like that. That's the love. Like Mahaprabhu said, oh, you have to sleep in sleeping condition, in dreaming condition, in eating condition, in walking condition. You have to chant Krishna name. How it is possible? Love. Like you see, when you are sleeping, even you are sleeping in a deep sleep, even you are dream, till you are inhaling. When you are working, no one is trying, oh, I will inhale. No, it is natural. When lust is there, anger is there, greed is there, love is there, affection is there, still it's working. And Vrindavan, the environment of love is like that. You understand my point? Yes. They don't know. They're not trying. Like it is like inhaling. Love is their natural, you can say, constitutional position. Plus, only their business, how to love Krishna. How to love Krishna. Therefore, Krishna brought them from spiritual world to this world. You see, my associates, how they are happy. Their focus is just to please me. And they are so happy. And why you are in distress? Your focus is to make yourself happy. Why you are unhappy? Because you are focusing on you, on your happiness. But you see, why Brajavasis are happy? They are staying in mud hut, they are cooking in cow dung, they are treading cows, they are churning milk, yogurt. Yes. Then they are not so learned persons. They never went to any schools. from their birth, they just see Krishna. Up to their death. Up to their living body. What is their living? They are not living their body. They are going to Golok Vrindavan. But according to material calculation, only they see Krishna's form, they are happy. Krishna. Why Mahaprabhu said, Krishna, 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 Krishna. They are like inhaling. Every moment should be our plan, projects, everything for Krishna. Krishna. Yes. This should be. In intending the engage in pastime, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, accompanied by Lord Balaram and surrounded by the coward boys and the cows, entered to the forest of Vrindavan as he played his flute. He liked that thing. With flute, he wanted to play. And intending to engage in pastime. Intending. Yes. You know, whenever Krishna, every day, within 10 to 12 years, every day when he was entering to Vrindavan for one leela, only for leela. Different playing with coward boys, sometimes killing demons. In Golok Vrindavan there is no other duty. Only chant, dance and play. Yes. Here we are suffering just due to this body and due to some things, just for lust and for desire. Struggling, we are struggling. Whole life is struggling. What is struggling like? That is struggling like. When you have some personal desire, that is struggling like. Personal desire means struggling like. But devotional life, we cannot say this is struggling. Oh, I am struggling. Sometimes we are saying, this devotee is struggling. No, we can't use this thing. A beggar is not struggling. He is depending on Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are not struggling. Krishna is arranging for them. Why we are chanting? Why will we struggle? We can't use these things. But problem is here. This is the real problem. When we have personal desire, that is struggling. I'd like this thing, I don't like this thing. You see, liking, disliking is also a choice. When you have your own choice, then how can you put Krishna in your choice? When you have your own choice, you can't put Krishna in your choice. My choice is Krishna. You understand? My choice is Krishna. When you have your own choice, I like this thing, I like that thing. Then I like Krishna. Choose Krishna first. Choose Krishna first. Then what is favorable for Krishna service, what is favorable for you, automatically it will come. Yes. No need. You try. Anyone can try in his life. It's a very simple and you can sublime and we can say guaranteed life. If you choose Krishna, a particular word, choose, you know, when we are going to market, sometimes I know, same mobile, like you are using same mobile, like suppose you are using Samsung, or what, Oppo or something, I don't know the many companies, I know only Samsung. Okay, if you have Samsung companies, same company, same capacity, but someone choosing white color, someone choosing brown color, someone choosing red color, he like. Choosing food also, we have a particular choosing nature. And sometimes, you know, some persons are there very, very choosy nature, eh? Everything they want to choose. That is very dangerous in Krishna consciousness. According to English, is choosy nature. You understand? Yes, this place, this room, if they want to stay in a hotel, in a 5-star hotel, still they choosing the room. this is corner room, this is middle room, this is side room. How many days you will stay in this world? You have to pass one night. Chuji nature, if you develop this chuji nature, oh, very danger. Our material and spiritual, both life. Chuji nature, food, fruits, they have particular, everything choose. Chuji nature. It should not be big, should not be small. My dress color should be like that. Chair should be, what? No, this is not good. Chuji nature is very, you can say, dangerous nature for spiritual life. Because where you will go, you can adjust always. Because you have chuji nature. No. We have to stay, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur say, so for few days, we have to adjust with this material for a few days. Why I will adjust? For Krishna bhajan. I want to adjust with everyone in unfavorable situation. You go anywhere, you can find some unfavorable persons. Something is there. But choose Krishna in center. And all these unfavorable things will not affect you. When Guru and Krishna is in your center, you choose your lady Guru and Krishna. You have to do something for Guru and Krishna. You find some of your, you can say, well-wishers, friends, supporters. And some are not favorable, but that they will not create problem for you. Choose Krishna. This is Vrindavan mood. Although they are eating, first preference for Krishna. Cooking, cleaning, Krishna. They already choose Krishna. Krishna is their life. Radharani chooses Krishna in such a way, she wants to remember Krishna 24 hours. Therefore she said no. She likes to wear the sari. Which color? Blue. Because as she will wear blue color, then she can remind Krishna. Looks towards sari, you know, like you always you are looking towards your dress. She won. When someone chooses Krishna, his happiness is Krishna, his distress is Krishna. Yes. Yes. Although for us it is different, but actually this is fact. That is not distress then. That is, because they choose Krishna, this distress is coming in form of Krishna. Like Prabhupada said in prayer of Queen Kuntis, when a danger is coming, a devotee saw Krishna in form of danger. Looks like danger, but Krishna is coming. Because he chooses Krishna already, like Pandavas, Prahlad, Dhruva, and loss and profit also. But chuji nature is very, as far as I know, I am not a level about Vaishnava, I can say these things, but as per my experience, I know. If you deal with the chuji nature persons, they cannot adjust anywhere. In material life and spiritual life, they will create many enmities. And they will struggle because they are chuji nature. But Acharya is saying, no, adjust here. This is not your place. You understand? Like all of you are adjusting here. There is a saying, I don't know, my English is not good. There is a saying, east or west, home is best. East or west, home is best. There is a saying. Huh? Yes, why this is saying? This is mine. Even less facilities is there. But this is my house. Yes. And you are adjusting here. Like you are adjusting in summer, we don't have AC. Even sometimes we don't have electricity. We are adjusting. And life is like that. Adjust. Even in married life, in brahmacharya life, just adjust. And why? Someone can say, why I will adjust? For what purpose? We are adjusting. For Krishna bhajan. If you don't adjust, if you don't tolerate, you can't do Krishna bhajan. The adjustive and you can say a life of a tolerant sadhakas, tolerant persons. Any problem will come, many obstacles will come. And then from all these things you can get experience. Yes, don't be choosy. Choose Krishna. Guru and Krishna, Guru and Krishna, Guru and Krishna. That is your mantra. Yes. Okay, I say. Before chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, this should be our mantra. In your mind should be always Guru and Krishna. I already choose. Prabhupada used to say like a girl already choose. A boy. she have to marry. Bas. Already choose. Like that. Then, once married, then happiness, distress, everything. My family, I have to adjust. Same with Guru and Krishna. But Vrajvasis are like that. You ever hear these things? The cow boys ever complain to Krishna, Krishna, we don't want to go with you to Vrindavan, because all times, many times, you can say, or every day we are facing the problems for these demons. We don't want. Why? They choose Krishna. And nature, this is natural. Mind, now our mind and intelligence is working. You understand? We are choosing by our intelligence. This is good, this is bad, this is favorable, this is unfavorable. We are choosing something from our intelligence, from our mind. But when little affection comes to your mind, to your heart, and if Guru and Krishna choose you, this is another life. Like you see, in case of Prabhupada, in Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur, he had many, you can say, scholar, yeah, expert preachers. His Guru choose. So which one is easy? We want to choose Guru and Krishna, and if Guru and Krishna want to choose us. You understand my point? Sometimes we are thinking, oh, I will choose Guru and Krishna. I want to serve, I want to... They are so great. Easily I can say one thing. Suppose Prime Minister, you want a servant. You like, oh, I want to serve Prime Minister, I want to serve President. Even you don't know his mood, if you be selected as servants, sometimes problem will come. But if Prime Minister choose you, then whatever you have capacity, how you are serving, he will adjust, because he chooses already you. Oh, I want this person. Then he will supply everything, he will empower you, he will just give you everything. And actually Krishna, to whom Krishna chooses, his life success. Come to front. Don't stay in back. Therefore, always wear front. Maybe Krishna, tomorrow or after maybe many lives, Krishna may choose me. Yes, this is, at beginning, we should have this idea. Not choosy nature. Guru and Krishna is my first and last choice. First and last choice. You know, there is saying first and last choice. Yes. We have to develop the desire. Then Krishna will choose you. When you have the strong desire to choose Guru and Krishna, Krishna knows, oh, he already chose me. And now I have to accept. First and last choice. There is no other choice. What to do? When we are going to market, there is three vegetables. You understand? Suppose there is potato, there is eggplant, yes, tomato. But you don't like two. You don't like potato, you don't like eggplant. Then what do you have to bring? Only tomato. There is no other choice. Three items are there. No other choice. You have? Yes. You cannot say, oh, there is here. Our life is like that. In spiritual life, we don't have other choice. Hari, Guru, Vaishnavas. Okay, choose anyone. To whom you will choose? First Guru. Guru. First choose Guru. Then Hari. Then you can say, no, I reject two. I don't like two, I like one. What? Yeah, among three, you choose Guru. Best. If you choose Guru, immediately you can find Hari Seva and Vaishnavas Seva. Beginning focus on that thing. But our principle is three, parallel. And actually, this is center. Guru. Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas. Yes. Guru is, if you have affection towards Guru, simultaneously you can develop affection towards Hari and towards Vaishnavas. A natural worshipper of Sri Guru, is a natural, you can say, lover of Hari and natural lover of Vishnu. Yes. A real devotee, real, you can say real Guru Bhakta, he never disrespect anyone. If someone worshipping Guru and he's saying, oh, I have affection for Guru, but he's not showing respect to other Vaishnavas and towards Krishna, there is nothing else, only sentiment. We can say this is a reflection of pride, arrogant nature. Oh, my guru, but don't want to disrespect other Vaishnavas. You don't want to respect other Vaishnavas, disrespecting other Vaishnavas, and not showing proper affection for Krishna. Yes. So, we are sometimes like you are always saying, oh, it looks like impossible. Yeah. Although we are choosing Guru and Krishna, but still we are on the way. You understand? We are on the way. Like you are stuck here. You can't go on. There is no flight, nothing else. But you can choose. If government choose you, no, you are devotee, you are practicing here. You see, if you try to now return to another land, it is not possible. You cannot choose anything now. No option. But if government choose you, oh, this person is there. Anyhow, I have to brought him. Then, immediately. Someone is in powerful position, he have independent. He have some power. And you may see in case of Krishna, how he is powerful. And someone may ask question, okay, what should be our qualification? What should be our qualification that Krishna will choose us? Krishna will choose you if Guru will choose you. Someone may ask, okay, why Guru will choose you? Not to others. Guru have many followers. Why he will choose you? Guru don't want to see your qualification. Guru don't want to see how rich you are, how poor you are, whether you are black or white, you are Western or Eastern, or you are a girl or married person, you are Brahmachari or Krishna. Guru want to see how simple he is and how sincere he is. You understand? Simple and sincerity. If he is simple and he is sincere, maybe he have weakness. This is a different fact. If you attract Guru's, you can say, Guru's heart, yeah, Guru's vision. Yes. Simplicity and sincerity. These two qualities for a disciple invite all other, you can say, all other favorable devotional qualities to our life. Favorable devotional qualities. Because for devotional life, many qualities we have. We want, but that is not with us. But it will manifest. It will manifest. If you are simple and you are sincere, and according to capacity, you are trying your best to please Guru. That naturally, all other Vaishnava quality will manifest. Yes. If Krishna, a Guru choose you, then Krishna is bound to choose you. And that time, you cannot choose something. Now you are in trap, you know? In trap. Like you are in trap of Maya now. At that time, you are in trap of Guru now. Guru will choose you. Oh, I want to make him or her as my right hand for my Guru service. That time you cannot choose. If you choose anything, you'll fail. You'll fail. Because Guru don't want something material thing from you. Guru want you should get something in this life. Something means some spiritual test. Yes. If he choose you, You don't have, you know, like Rupa Goswami said, oh my brother, don't go to Vrindavan. Okay, if you go to Vrindavan, but don't go to nearby the Jamuna River. Once you see the Govinda there, oh, you lose everything. You lose your family, wife, children, everything. It's so attractive. He's saying, don't, if you have interest in family life, don't go to Vrindavan. And especially don't go to the beach of Jamuna to see the Govindas. Like Sam. If you have strong desire for material life, don't come to fold of Sri Guru. You don't come here. Because once he just accept you, then your life is different now. Never in trap of Sri Guru, not in trap of Maya. You can't go anywhere. If you have material plan and projects, you want to increase some things, it will not happen. It will not happen. Yes. We want transcendental bliss. Yes. So life is different. And this, first we have to develop simplicity and sincerity that attract when we try some service or prayers that touch Guru Krishna's heart. Yes. And Guru chooses you. Then Krishna is bound to choose you. And you will slowly, not slowly, actually when Guru Krishna chooses you, immediately give you your choosy nature. And you can adjust everywhere. You see in case of Prabhupada, how he was adjusting, with same phrase, these persons are using, this Gupta, Gopal. His name was Gopal, but he married to Vaishnava, married to Vaishnavas. And he was Dhambasi, he was from Mathura, was eating meat. And same priest, Prabhupada using vegetables. In same stove, he was cooking. How? You cannot just. You saying, no, my mother is not devotee. My father is not devotee. I cannot stay with them. Very difficult. But how he was adjusting? When Guru chooses you, you'll lose everything. You'll give such intelligence. For him, you have to tolerate everything. And this is natural. Prabhupada, he had some Ganga water, he was just cleaning the stove and started to cooking and offering. And he's also giving his prasadam to Gopa, to all his family members. Who can adjust? No. First you are saying, oh, prasadam is there, devotees are there, then I can go. There, this life is different life, spiritual life is different life. Puppet have no life. You understand? He's not inhaling, he's not moving, puppet. A doll. Doll means he's dead. Didi. Dead doll. You understand? He's dead. He's dead. Therefore, doll. He cannot move his hand, leg, eyebrow. Nothing. He's dead. But you have to, for Guru and Krishna, you have to, we are living, huh? Don't try to become a living doll, living doll. No. Although you are living, you have to act like a dead doll. Your hand is working, your mind is working, your intelligence is working, everything is working. What? You are now dead. Why you are dead? You are not working according to your mind and intelligence. Like a doll. He is not working. We are using him. He is dead. We are using. Now you are living, but you have to, in front of Guru, you are like a dead doll. Guru will dance. Eat here, sleep here, little like that. Then there is success. Disciple means that is the position of a disciple. Although you are living, but you have to lead your life in front of Guru like a dead doll. Yes. Guru wants, Guru chooses you. In which way Guru wants use you, just do these things. Then success. This is surrender. What is surrender? That is surrender. Trust Guru. For that purpose, simplicity and sincere, very two essential qualities. Then dedication will come. Third step, dedication. Simplicity, sincerity, dedication. And Vajvas is there, natural. And Krishna, and Balaram Dev. Usually they are always entering to Vrindavan to perform some new pastimes. New pastimes. Every day they are expecting who? God boys. They are expecting something. Today new drama. Maybe Krishna will perform some new drama. New leelas. For that hope. Every day. Morning they just sunrise. They are become so happy. Today Krishna will perform some leela. They have only affection for Krishna. They never said, Krishna, I am tired. Today I will not go. Let you go. I don't want to go tend cows or calves. No. They are very, you can say, enthusiastic to go with Krishna. Prabala bharstabaka sragdhato krutabhushanam Rama Krishna dayo gopanandu dojudu jaguhu. Decorating themselves with newly grown leaves along with big feather, garland, cluster of flower buds, and color minerals, Balaram, Krishna, and their god wise friend dance, wrestled and sang. Yes. You understand? What Krishna like? We are decorating Krishna with different parvanilas, with different, sometimes we are using plastics, different stones. But what Krishna like, you see? decorating themselves. They just entered Vrindavan, they is collecting different flower pots and new leaves. different trees, they have new leaves. You know, this leaf sometimes looks like reddish. Like not saffron, not red, it is just like in between color. Yeah. Along with peacock feather, garlands, cluster of flower buds, and colored minerals, color minerals. Yes. And Krishna and Balaram and cowboys, friends, dance, frestled and sang. They like natural things. Huh? ever, you see, Krishna, in the description of Srimad Bhagavatam in the Puranas, Krishna is not smearing some things on his face. The decorating eyebrow, this sand, that sand, spray. What that? What is that? Krishna don't want natural things. Just collecting some pots, flowers. And whole body, you know, Krishna's whole body was always, when he was returning, whole body was decorated with, you know, sweating. I cannot say. Yes. Small spots, sweating spots. Sweating is coming. And from cow's feet, this dust is coming, this like powders. And it looks like chandan, like sandalwood. Whole body is full of dust. And when Krishna is just running and dancing, sweating is coming. And sweating and the dust looks like someone is decorating Krishna with sandalwood. This is Krishna. Yes. They are not using so expensive soaps, huh? No. This is soap. What is that? Best and pure thing is cow dung and you know, the mud within the river. You want to clean your body, the best thing is cow dung and the mud nearby the river, like Ganga. This muds cure your disease and once Gurkishna Saji Maharaj was rolling on the ground in Navadvip. So his whole body is covered with dust. And some devotee came and he said, Gurudev, in your body, dust is there. And with some gamcha, with some cloth, you want to wipe it. What? What? What offense I had done? What offense I had done in my life that even you are not allowing me to touch all this dust in my body? This is Mahaprabhu, so to speak. There are acharya's Buddha like that. When they are coming to Dham, they never saw, oh, this is beautiful. They are just, even sometimes, one proper disciple is there. Still is there. I don't want to mention his name. Still, he never used shoes. He can use shoes outside. But once in Mayapur, or once in Navadvip, Vrindavan, never used shoes. Once I saw in summer in Mayapur, I said, Prabhuji, where is your shoes? He said, no. I'm not using shoes in Mayapur. I said, why? No, my Gurudev's lotus feet is here. He already walked in this way. I'm remembering that thing. I cannot use my shoes here. You know, in Mayapur before, they're using bricks now. Everything is concrete. So heat, but still he said no. I said, you see, but he's from West, not from India. And I was so happy. You see, this is mood. Lover of Guru, bus. This is enough for his life, spiritual life. What qualification you want more? If someone have this vision, my Gurudev. So using this place, my Gurudev's feet is there and feet dust is there. I cannot put shoes over it. What a standard, spiritual standard. And he was from West. He's from West. That mood is not in Indian, with Indians. You see, spiritual life is culture. It is a spiritual culture of mood. It doesn't depend on India or Indians, Westerners, no. It is a purification, it is a natural inclination towards Guru. Natural inclination. Spiritual life is nothing, a natural inclination towards Guru, Hari Guru and Vaishnavas. Bas. As if some feeling is not coming towards Guru and Krishna. Some feelings is not coming. My Gurudev was here, my Gurudev's deity is there. Yes. So deities are not deities, they will not be happy. You know? Unless you put their I'm gonna say that like father who installed, who invited him to this world. You should always keep, like suppose this is Gurudev's deity, you have to keep Gurudev's picture there because he is his deity, he installed. You installed, he call him, please you come. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's deity, heavenly deity. You have to always pray to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and give importance. Because he is his deity. And if we are serving him and if we don't have a affection for him, he will not please. Yes. This is our... You can go to Madan Mohan, Karoli and other places. They have a special respect to Sanatana Goswamis. Yes, this is our Brahmin tradition. Even in Govind, in Jaipur, all the servants, they are from Bengal. All the pujaris, they are coming in line up after Sanatana Goswamis, he engages some pujaris in their tradition. Because they know the mood of acharyas. It's acharyas deities. And this is like we are discussing this, spiritual life is nothing. It does not mean say it is like a speculation or it based on knowledge, it based on mood. It is based on spiritual life, is based on mood. In which mood you are always cultivating these things. According to mood, Krishna will reciprocate with you. You may sweeping, you may preaching, you may do anything, no problem. Does not matter. You may be a labor, you are working like a labor, or you are working like a preacher, you are a sannyas. But Krishna wants your mood. In which mood you are doing all these things? And whether this mood, your mood is to please Guru or Krishna or not. Yes. Sometimes in case of spiritual mood, cultivating spiritual mood, the moral instruction fell. You understand my point? Moral instruction, you have to do these things, you have to do these things, you have to do this thing. We are not following our moral instructions. But our vision is to please Guru and Krishna. So within this way, sometimes we are following some moral instructions, sometimes we are not. Not follow. It is not our problem. We are not worried for that. So moral, you can say, yeah, moral instructions are there. Some responsibility even also. Social responsibility, something is there. But our focus is towards Guru and Krishna. Not towards moral things, not towards personal things, not towards public things. Yes. How to please Guru and Krishna. And God wise, they are decorating themselves. They are so simple. Decorating themselves with a new burner, leaves. It is not saffron, not red. It is like in between this color. And with a peacock feather, with new birds, they are decorating themselves. And dancing and singing. A simple life. They are not going to any mahal, not going to any big. Aganusa, in English, supermarket. They don't have supermarket. They never went to Mathura. Okay, let's go to Mathura city and buy some things. No. They're not like that. Simple life. Yes. How many days will stay in this world? That you have to. You know, yesterday, one day before, this person came here. He promised me he will help to fill up this place in front for the mud. He'll collect some soil and we can fill up it. Just 5 days before, he said, Maharaj, yeah, maybe Monday or Tuesday, I'll bring tractor, we'll fill up everything. And I'm just cooking for these persons, those are working for the roof. That day he came, even always saying, oh, I want prasadam. And he ate prasadam at 4. You know? And in the morning, you know, yesterday they are burning someone's body. The same person. Last day, evening time he went. This is life. And he promised me, Maharaj, I have one land just nearby there, I will give you. One day, evening here, and after 6 hours, he is not there. This is life. The karma people, they are also realizing now, life is so short and fickle, and we are devotees. So why I develop so many material plan and projects? Just depend on Krishna. Lord Krishna, it is up to you. Up to you. You know, there is a, you can see, nice ground, stadium, you know, stadium, like nice ground. Within the stadium, you can see nice grass and ground is there. When there is nice ground, everyone wants to play there. Football, cricket, basketball, how can I say, volleyballs, I don't know so many, hockeys, because nice field. So field is not complaining. Okay, come, play with me. I'm ready. Before, we are like that. Nice stadium. Everyone, we are inviting everyone. Okay, come, play. No, sometimes people are coming gymnasium, racers, running, those are, and sometimes bicycles, everything, cricket, hockey, everything. We have no complaint. We are leading like life. Our life is like a bag. Nice ground. Everyone using us. We are inviting everyone. But this life, no. No, this is reserve. My life is reserved for now. You don't understand, like reserve seats. No one can sit there. Before, I am like a ground. I am allowing everyone to play. But this life, no. I am forbidding. No, you cannot play with me. Forget. My life is only for Guru and Krishna. I don't want to make a common place. Everyone can come and everyone can play with my life. Because my life is very short and fickle. Anytime. One day. Just evening I saw. Because I was busy there. And morning, someone called, oh, he passed. And he promised to me to help to fulfill. Front one. He can fulfill with our sian or mas. One day. This is life. We can't allow anyone. Okay, you can play with me. I don't want to waste my time. It is reserved for Guru and Krishna. At first, I have to set up this thing in my mind. My life is only for reserved for Guru and Krishna. Whatever I will do for Guru and Krishna. For me, I don't know what will happen. Whether I am eating or sleeping or I am weak or fat or thin, I don't have problem. But my life is only reserved. And I already choose, like we are discussing. I give up my choosy nature, I choose already Guru and Krishna as my everything. It is up to him, whether he will choose me or not. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna, Jai Grantharashamad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Gurudev Ki Jai, Nitai Govar Pramananda.